You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Pushing back against President Biden. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Israel's prime minister says he's doing everything he can to get a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Days after the president said he wasn't, Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox it's Hamas blocking it.
They don't want any deal. They just want Israel out.
The pressure on Israel and Netanyahu growing with big protests lately demanding he get a deal done to release hostages after Hamas murdered six of them.
To ask Israel to make concessions after this murder is to send a message to Hamas. Murder more hostages, you'll get more concessions.
The day after the U.S. indicted two Russians, accusing them of a scheme to spread Russian propaganda online to influence our elections.
With a smile on his face, a possibly mischievous Vladimir Putin endorsed Democrat Kamala Harris as the next U.S. president. The Russian leader praised what he called the vice president's infectious laugh. It means, he said, that everything is fine with her. Analysts say President Putin knows an endorsement from him could be seen as bad news for a White House hopeful.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The 2020 election interference case against former President Trump's back in court this hour. The judge holding the first hearing since the special counsel revised the indictment after the Supreme Court ruling on criminal immunity for former presidents on official actions taken in office. There are no classes, but there's a lot of mourning in Winder, Georgia, the day after his school shooting.
It was kind of just like it hit hard because none of us wanted to believe it.
Two students and two teachers were murdered, nine others injured. The accused gunman's also a student, a 14-year-old, who will be charged as an adult, expected in court tomorrow. Colt Gray was under scrutiny last year.
The FBI saying, quote, in May 2023, the FBI received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting at an unidentified location and time.
Fox's Brooke Sigmund reports local law enforcement talked to Gray and his father back then. And
the subject denied making the threats online. There was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with the Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
Law, cyclists have the right to use the roadway same as motor vehicles. You're urged to share the road by giving a buffer zone of at least 3 feet when passing a cyclist. Yield to cyclists as you would another motorist. And remember, a cyclist does not have the protection of a vehicle if they're in a crash. Protect your fellow citizens on bicycles. This announcement was brought to you by Bike Lafayette. Learn more at BikeLafayette.org.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome to Moon Graffon Show on this rainy day. I think it's pretty much raining all over the state, if I had to bet. Anyway, great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. It's always fun to be with you on this Friday Eve. Now, everybody's pumped up. You watching pro football tonight? Are you really? Where are you going?
You ain't gonna be. Well, tonight? I got work tonight.
Why are you so loud? You're, like, really loud.
I got work tonight, and then I go to one of my buddies for half.
What happened to Dad? When I'm hanging out with Dad. Look at him laughing. He don't want to hang out with Dad. Want to hang out with the buddies. Why, they louder than me?
You'll probably be asleep by halftime.
Dang, you know, be pretty good. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you don't want to hang out with. Hey, hang out with me in the first half in the football game, but don't hang out at all. Because my second half, if they start at 7 o'clock, yeah, you're right. I'm going to be out.
Yeah, start time 7:30, so probably 7:40.
7:30? Oh, no, man.
Probably 7:40.
I might not make halftime. Might not make halftime. All right, and Hogan's Heroes might come on. Anyway, great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Dad's out. That's all I'm telling y'all. Dad is out. All right, so we are joined by an attorney. Royal Alexander joins us. Royal, what's going on, man?
Not too much, Moon. How you doing?
Man, Roy, you know, I'm hanging in there pretty good for a big dummy. So it's all good, man. So I'm just telling you, it's Moonisms in me. How about that? Whatever that means. I'm the only talk show that, I think I'm the only talk show. Well, I ain't going to say the only, but one of the few that learns to laugh at himself. But if you had my dad, he said, son, learn to laugh at yourself. Why is that, Dad? He said, hell, everybody else is laughing at you. You had to know my dad to appreciate him, I got to tell you, because that's just who he was, man. But anyway, great to have you. So legislators, constituents, or continuities, and cases being argued by Louisiana Supreme Court today. Oh, tell us what this is, first of all. What's being argued, what the case is all about.
Sure. Legislative continuances essentially allow someone who's a state senator or state representative who is also an attorney to essentially demand that a continuance be granted in a case. And on the one hand, we want to encourage people to serve in our legislature who are attorneys. On the other hand, there are cases where these continuances are granted again and again and again because they're mandatory. A judge has to grant them. And it's being argued before the Louisiana Supreme Court today. I think there's a couple of problems with it, Moon. First, what you're doing is having the legislative branch tell the judicial branch what to do. In other words, that's a violation of our separation of powers. The legislative branch can't tell a judge how to manage their docket, which cases to hear, which cases to not hear, when to grant a continuance. So I think, first of all, because it's a violation of the separation of powers, to me, I think that's the first thing the Louisiana Supreme Court will look at today. The second thing is, when someone, imagine a situation where someone is a widow who lost their husband, say, in a terrible car accident, and maybe they brought a wrongful death lawsuit. Well, this woman, the widow, is having to wait and wait and wait and wait, sometimes months or years on end, to be able to have her case brought because the attorney on the other side is a state representative or state senator who keeps filing these legislative continuances, delaying the case. And so in that sense, the lawsuit is a property right of the widow's, and she's being deprived of her property interest without due process of law. So that's the second violation that I think is a constitutional violation. And truthfully, everyone probably can find an attorney who's a state representative or state senator. So what, you know, the person who can hire someone who's a state rep or state senator to represent them as an attorney really has an advantage, because with these legislative continuances, it really allows the attorney who's a state rep or state senator to really control the case with these legislative continuances. So it, for those three reasons, I think the Louisiana Supreme Court it agreed to hear the case, and the arguments are today.
Okay, so what's the outcome you need on this? What's the outcome you need on this?
I think, Moon, that there has to be a balancing. Again, you want to encourage people, sure, who are attorneys who want to serve in the legislature to do so. On the other hand, people at some point have to have their day in court. And again, in my example of the widow trying to pursue the wrongful death claim for her deceased husband, it's just really unfair to drag that case out. And I think it's a strategy. I mean, if you represent an insurance company, you can really drag a case out for years on end that otherwise would have already been heard in court. A case would have been tried. So I think you have to balance. I mean, how much is enough? One legislative continuance, maybe two.
Yeah, yeah.
But at a certain point, the person who has the lawsuit has to be allowed to proceed in court.
Yeah. Yeah, so... on something like this, does it take a long time to get verdicts? You know, I'm not in court. I'm not a lawyer. You are. My question is, to get a verdict on something like this, and then how quick do they move on something like this?
For the Louisiana Supreme Court, if they could hear this case, I think the issues are clear enough to decide something in 30 days. But I think a lot of people are watching this case because it affects every state representative or state senator who is an attorney. So there's a lot of interest in this, and I'm sure probably some of those state reps or state senators may actually even be at the hearing today. But I could see the Supreme Court deciding this, if not within 30 days, within just a few months, because to me the issues are clear. You can't have the legislative branch telling a judge in the judicial branch what to do regarding their docket. That's an inherent part of being a judge. And to me, you know, even at the national level, we have three branches of government: judicial, executive, and legislative. Sure. And here, to me, the legislative branch is jumping right into the judicial branch and saying, "Judge, you're going to do it just this way because we're telling you. And we're not even giving you a choice about when to grant these continuances. Okay. We're telling you that if a legislator files for one, you're automatically going to grant it, and you're going to grant it no matter how many times they file it." So I do think there can be an abuse there. And I think the attorneys from Shreveport, an attorney, Joe Gregorio, and another one, Cole Sarton, from Shreveport and Bossier, are the ones who brought this case that's before the Louisiana Supreme Court today. I think it's important. People have to have access to the courts, even if the person on the other side, the attorney on the other side, is a state representative or a state senator.
Yeah, here's another question for you, Roy Alexander, attorney friend of the Moon Griffon show contributor, as I like to say. How does that compare with what other states do? Is it something different than what they do and we do?
Yeah, that's a great question. For example, in Texas, to file for a motion for a continuance in the way we're describing Moon, you actually have to let the Texas Attorney Board of Ethics know about it. In other words, that what you're pledging here in a pleading is that there's an absolute necessity for this continuance. It's not a good time to have the trial now. And you're essentially pledging that to the Texas Attorney Board of Ethics. And it's a much heavier, I think, responsibility to do it in Texas. But in Louisiana, and I'm not trying to bash our state senator or state representatives. I'm just saying there are cases, and it's not just a plaintiff case, in a criminal case, an attorney in a criminal case who's a state rep or state senator can also delay that criminal case for a long time by filing these continuances. So, but in place, to answer your question, in places like Texas, it's more demanding to do it. It's more of a requirement on the attorney who's asking to continue the case to say, basically, judge, this is necessary. I'm also informing the Texas Attorney Board of Ethics, and I'm pledging to you that it's necessary to have this continuance.
Okay. All right, then. I guess we're going to have to wait and see what happens and see if it all works out like it's supposed to.
We will. And, I mean, some people said, Royal, this statute is 100 years old. Well, it hasn't, to me, been abused in this fashion until now, and it's and that's why I think the Louisiana Supreme Court typically won't take a case if they're not going to do something differently than a lower court has done, because in that sense there's no purpose. You could just say we're not hearing it and letting the result of the lower court stand. Yeah. In other words, we don't have to decide it ourselves. But here, the Supreme Court decided to hear this case, which to me tells me they're going to do something probably differently.
Yeah. All right, Roy, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for updating us. We appreciate it. And we'll be back in touch, man. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, brother. All right. And by the way, just to let you know, folks, the phones are working today. Finally got the battery or whatever the backup was done. So anyway, you can call 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Speaking of ours, Philip the VA coming up soon. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. Hey, folks, it's Moon. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Number to be on the program, Matthew James. Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program. By the way, Walker, some friends of mine just said, you don't come home, you don't won't watch the game with me. He said, next time we go to supper, ask you to pick the bill up. Why are you shaking your head? You know you're acting like your mama. Your mama said, I ain't picking up a bill. I married her. She don't pick them up. And by the way, before you laugh, Rusty Cluche may join us tomorrow about the economy. Ask him if his wife ever picked up a bill. And by the way, it's no cut on the wives. It's just we wanted to marry him. That's part of the process, what my wife tells me anyway. So Walker's picked that up apparently. Speaking of jobs real quick, and I'm going to have Rusty sometime tomorrow. They're going to put out the new job numbers. U.S. private employees hired the fewest number of workers in 3.5 years in August, and the data for prior month was revised even lower, potentially hiring at a sharp labor market slowdown. It's 99,000 jobs and the smallest gain since January 2021. After rising by a downwardly revised 11,000 in July. So they all these numbers we've been getting leading up is a lie. I don't believe none of them anyway. Look, everybody knows what's happened. If they didn't have social media and things doing to Donald Trump, what they're doing to Donald Trump, Trump should win 47 states. Just the way people used to vote. I mean, it didn't matter what you did, what policy. It mattered you protected the border. We don't protect the border at all now. It mattered you protected. It mattered you had an economy that people could make money and it was easy on them. I'm going to tell you what, people are getting slammed with insurance. Now they're getting slammed with car insurance and they're getting slammed with home insurance. And now we got tax assessors all over the state raising the price. And now we're getting ready to get slammed with taxes. Guy called me today. His tax bill went up $700 on his property taxes. So we got all these things working against us, and we vote for the people that work against us, that make it work against us. That's stupidity at the highest level. I don't know. Anyway, Rusty will be on with me a little bit to talk about it a little bit more. But, man, you look at that and you go, wow. Now, another story that broke. It's not really a breaking story. I just find it interesting. LSU researchers receiving $160 million in energy infrastructure grant to turn state into an energy powerhouse. We were an energy powerhouse till the trial lawyers ran them out. And what they're talking about with energy powerhouse is the same green new crap, and all we take is federal money. Do you realize what the federal government's doing to the state of Louisiana? They're going to own it. We are so dependent on the state now. I mean, on the federal government now. We're so dependent. So here's LSU, and not just LSU, all the universities, because the universities have become part of our problem. But they're going to get $160,000 million grant to do what? To make this an anti-gas and oil state. To make it a windmill farm. This is what they're doing. The college kids, and they're getting this money, and they're excited about it, and nobody's stopping them. We're going to have our very own universities, which were paid for by oil and gas taxes, are going to take down oil and gas industry. But unfortunately, oil and gas industry are going to take themselves down by taking money for carbon capture and all this other crazy stuff. So this guy's all excited. LSU energy researchers are receiving $160 million grant from the National, it's the National Science something, to help turn Louisiana back into an energy powerhouse. So they got to admit we're not anymore because of trial lawyers. Louisiana Economic Department Office will contribute another $67.5 million over the next decade, pushing investment to more than $220 million. And all they're doing is moving oil and gas to the side and going with this renewable stuff and telling us we're going to be the powerhouse on something that, listen to me, will fail, has been failing, and will fail. And we're going to be sitting on these, holding up a failed idea of the things they're throwing out there. The program is about making sure initiatives that are taken on by industry partners with government, money from the federal government, not to the detriment of our state, that are to benefit the state of Louisiana. By the way, folks, that's not true. It's Vice President of Research Involvement, Andrew Moss. Now, Andrew's excited. He's getting federal money. free money flowing in. What do I mean pay raises are going to go up? Louisiana has sort of a perfect trifecta. A trifecta is that we have skilled laborers, the CO2 emissions, and the trifecta, the transportation network. The transportation network includes pipeline and rivers. Folks, we're buying into the biggest lie from hell. And let me tell you something. No federal government money, none of this is done. Here it is. He told, Mr. Moss, told WBRZ, the reason the federal government's making a huge investment in not only LSU, but the state is because of the benefit it can have for the country. Bunk. BS. I can't believe we're buying this. I can't believe the state doesn't stop this. I can't believe we ain't running from this. We're hugging it. Why? Federal money. Federal government is making a huge investment. The most broke part of the United States is the federal government. The most broke part of the United States is the federal government. Huge investment. Where are you getting the money from? Car prices are going to continue to skyrocket, and so is food prices. This is crazy. This guy's excited. $160 million for the federal government, Mr. Griffon. What else do you expect? The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts, AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Support local.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And we have him, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, representative and Speaker of the House of the great state of Louisiana, Mr. Philip DeVille. Hey, Philip, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Moon. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather on this Thursday morning.
Hey, you better take your time driving out there. It's kind of rough. Hey, Philip, first of all, thank you for coming on. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think you've done a great job. I think you've done a great job getting you people to vote. Y'all have pushed the agenda. You got problems on the other side. I don't really want to talk about that, but I do want to talk a little bit about this insurance deal. Let's start there because I know y'all have been doing a lot of prepping and preparing and meeting, but all that stuff's got to actually turn into legislation that's going to help. So tell us kind of where we are right now, what you're seeing for next year that maybe we can get done.
Yeah, I mean, first off, on the House side, I'll tell you, our members are just fantastic. We have a great group of members, especially the freshmen coming in. I mean, they're ready to go. They're hungry to see change, and we're working together as a body. So, we're seeing a lot of good things happening on our side. When it comes to insurance reforms, one of the things we hear about from all the members and, of course, all of our constituents throughout the state is insurance. Insurance is just extremely unaffordable right now. People are having to decide if they can, you know, pay their light bills or pay their mortgage when it comes to the things they're having to look at as far as prioritizing their budgets. And then just insurance is something they can't afford to pay, and that's on property insurance as well as auto insurance. So, look, when we went in, I guess in January we were sworn in. I met with Tim Temple, and he gave us a list of priorities that he had, and there was about 10 bullet points. Out of the 10, 8 of those were all on property insurance, and a couple of them were on auto insurance. And a lot of the things that they came up with and they brought to us was really from the reinsurance market. I know he had went to London and visited with the reinsurance market to try to bring competition back into Louisiana, mm-hmm. you know, to create a more of a business environment for the insurance competitiveness, so to speak, to where people were wanting to be here and write the insurance property. And we checked the box on every single piece of legislation that they had suggested for us to pass. And then when it came to auto insurance, there was only a couple of bullet points, and basically it was just look at what other states do and see how we can compete. And we passed 38 pieces of insurance reform in the regular session. There was one bill that didn't quite make it all the way through the process. And you know, when we saw what was going to happen with that, immediately met with the governor and met with the Senate president. We met with the chairs of both House and Senate insurance. We met with civil law and Jude A and all the chairs. And we just basically said, hey, look, we're going to go right back to work and figure out what can we do to address the auto insurance problems we have in Louisiana. And we've met multiple times. The first meeting we had was with all the committees combined, and then we've been separating those committees out and meeting on the same day. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Legis website, you'll see where we have another meeting tomorrow with those four committees. And I'm hoping to see a lot of policies develop within the next month, and then see how we can put a good package of bills together to where we can address the insurance crisis we have in Louisiana.
You know, one of the problems we got, Philip, is people need a break now. And by going through the year, and I'm not talking about the homeowners, because I know y'all have addressed a lot of that, but dealing with vehicles and liability insurance, the problem is people need to be able to fill in their pocketbook. Now, I'm not telling you that when you get a 17% increase, that's a hit for a lot of us. And I think that's where the problem comes in. They need to fill it. So if I had to ask you this question, this is a tough question to answer. How long before somebody can feel like they can see the difference in insurance? Because it's a process. But, man, we're in the ninth month of the first year. Before you know it, the second year is going to be on us and being gone. And I know you had to be a little disappointed that the Senate didn't play along a little better. But I'm not trying to throw them under the bus. I don't want you to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm just asking. People want to feel this stuff in their pocketbooks. So as we wait and keep going to these meetings and stuff, people want to know when. And so is there any way to put a timetable on what you have to do to get it done?
Yeah, Moon, that's a great question. And look, the reality is I don't think you can put a time frame on this type of legislation. And the reason for that, if you go back a few years ago, and we did pass a bill similar to the bill we passed this past session, and it didn't do anything to address our insurance rates whatsoever.
Correct.
And what we're looking at is, all right, let's take a step back and try to do a deep dive into what our problems are. And you know, if you look at going to the hospital, you broke your arm, you fell off the roof of your house, you know, your health policy would probably take care of that break. And if the bill, the hospital sends you a $20,000 bill, you're going to have a negotiated rate of, let's just say, $3,000. If you break the same arm at work, your workers' comp will more than likely have a negotiated rate on that $20,000 bill and have, you know, a $3,000, $3,500 negotiated rate on that break. If you get into an auto accident, it's the same $20,000 bill. There's more than likely going to be a lien placed on that injury, mm-hmm. and then they're going to wait for some sort of settlement and try to collect the entire $20,000. So, I mean, is that an issue with, the tort? Is it an issue with medical billing? Is it an issue with the judicial system? And it could be a combination of all three. So just passing one bill and then telling the people we did their work, I don't think that's an honest answer. So I think we're doing what we have to do a deep dive into this and figure out what are some of the solutions to the problems we all know and we all are facing. I mean, I have children that drive. I have auto insurance. You know, I pay for property insurance. I pay workers' comp. So I pay all of these insurances, and I know, you know, how much it costs, and it's something that we are going to do everything we can to try to address it.
Look, I know you have. I think you've got a lot of things through the House. The Senate stops it. I got a solution for you. You might like it. You might not. You ready? Why don't y'all just get the trial lawyers to come in and say, y'all tell us what to do. We do everything y'all say, because they're spending millions of dollars in ads. They blame the insurance companies for everything. They blame the rich insurance companies for everything. And everything y'all try to do, they do everything they can to stop it. Why don't we just bring the trial lawyers in, tell us what to do, where the trial lawyers win, the insurance companies win, and the people win. And let them give y'all an idea what to do, because to me, they're not at the table. Tell me if I'm way off on them being at the table or not, because I see no constructive criticism or no changes coming from the people that need to come to the table. And I'm talking about the political trial lawyers. I'm not talking about the average trial lawyer. You and me know that are good lawyers, they're out there working. So why don't you let them write it?
Yeah, I'm glad you qualified that, because, I mean, I do have friends that are you know, trial lawyers, and they have made some suggestions that I'm listening to, writing down some of those ideas, some options. I think we really and truthfully need to look at some of the court systems, and I don't know when you have to take a commercial break, but I can go into that and kind of explain some of the things that
I'm going to take a break in about another minute or two. Go ahead and finish your conversation, but why not the trial lawyers say, come on, y'all tell us what to do. We're trying everything, because, Philip, I know you, and I know what you're doing, and you're busting your fan, and you're going to Baton Rouge, and you're having meetings, and you got everybody that needs to be there, but there's one group that's not there that I'm being told. Let them come and say, tell us what to do. I want to see y'all get companies in here. I want to see y'all lower the rates. Y'all can still make your money, and insurance companies can survive. Shouldn't they come to the table and say, Philip, here's what we need to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's invited to come to the Capitol, and trial lawyers, trial bar, constituents, people that are paying insurance, people that are filling, you know, the cost of it. So I think it's important that everyone comes and offers solutions so we can work together to find, you know, what the solutions are to address our insurance crisis.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, Philip, I'll have about 10 minutes. We'll come back. We'll talk about the courts and what they may have to do. I just think the trial lawyers, y'all don't, they try to stop every piece of legislation. Let them come in and say, Philip, here's what we do. Y'all do this. Everybody's going to win, and they're not going to do that because they want to keep winning, and they have been winning. So let's take a break. His name is Philip DeVilliers. He is the Speaker of the House for the great state of Louisiana. We'll come back and wrap up with him. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. It is the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Honored to have Speaker of the House Philip DeVilliers. He's been working very hard on a bunch of stuff with us. I said it again. Philip's been doing a great job. Hey, Philip, let's move on. I really do think the trial lawyers ought to come in and tell you everything. That'd make it easy on everybody, but I know that ain't happening. But let's talk about the courts, because you talked about some changes in the courts that you feel like that we need to look at as well. And I know it's bigger than one thing, but let's talk about that.
Yeah, and this is something that I found was somewhat interesting. I'd ask staff to look at other states, and especially states that are similar in demographics to Louisiana. And they looked at like Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, I think South Carolina and Louisiana collectively, the populations and the demographics and things of that nature. Well, one of the things that staff brought to my attention is when you look at Louisiana, we have the highest concentration of population in urban areas. So when you look at those urban areas, it's New Orleans, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge, and not just Louisiana, but any urban areas is where you're going to see the most amount of claims filed just by population. You're going to have more accidents and more things of that nature. So the thing that we found interesting in what we discovered was in those three areas, I think you've read in previous articles how you look at the top 10 crime areas across the nation. We have the same three areas that have, you know, that rank in the top 10 of crime. So New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Shreveport. And with that being said, when you have the largest amount of claims filed in those urban areas, we don't see where the insurance companies want to go to court, because they don't feel like that, you know, that it's going to be a balanced environment when it comes to the settlements and things of that nature. So it seems like the insurance companies are preferring to just, you know, settle out of court. So that, you know, goes to question, well, what is it because of the juries? Is it because of the judges and what have you? So, you know, I think we're going to look more into that. Would it be maybe a better idea to set up maybe specialty courts and do something along the lines of what workers' comp does, and then have basically an injury scale and things of that nature. That's something that we're discussing as well. But, you know, whenever you have high rates of crime like we have, and, of course, you know, the governor called us into a special session, and we did pass a lot of legislations to try to address the problems that we do see in Louisiana when it comes to crime, and hopefully that will you know, reduce that. But, you know, with the high rate of crime, the crime all causes people to file claims. If you get an automobile that's broken into, an automobile that's stolen, and things of that nature as well. Yeah. So that was something that was interesting. And we're looking at the court systems and, you know, the juries, maybe doing something a little bit different with the jury pools. There's just a lot to this. It's not as easy as just, you know, passing a one bill and you think that's going to solve the problem.
No, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad you said that. I was visiting with a North Carolina representative, and they said we were very similar to us about 2010, 2012. And they started passing bills, and they become one of the better economic places. The insurance rates are not like ours. But they've told me that they kept passing bills every year. You got to keep coming back and passing bills. It's to keep improving what you've done. So, you know, I just don't know if we in a position where it can take a long time to do some of this. I think we need some immediate help. And that's I think what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people needing help now versus, well, we can't do all this stuff overnight. And I get it. I understand. I know it's not going to be one bill, but it's like, though, you got to be able to pass several bills every year to really get to the level that I think you want to get to. Because you understand it. You're a business, you're a dad, you're a business owner. You understand what we're talking about here.
Right, and I'll remind you, we did pass right at 38 pieces of legislation on insurance reform this past year, and we're hopeful to see some of this help. It does take time. I know people are tired of hearing it takes time. I know you hate hearing it's a step in the right direction.
Oh, I hate that. Look,
I know, and I'm sorry I have to bring it up, but you know, we did pass, and that's with the help of the governor, with the help of the Senate, with the help of all of our great members in the House. We did pass a lot of good legislation. I know we want to see things immediate. You know, we'd like to have that immediate gratification. You know, our dear friend, Chairwoman Emerson, told me a long time ago, I have to learn about incrementalism, and these things do take time, and I'm trying to absorb some of that. But, you know, it's a lot of work, and we are working. I mean, go to Legis, you'll see all the committees we have in the interim, people working and going to the Capitol and trying to come up with policy now that way when we go into session, we have a plan and a great package of bills.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I'm just saying that we just need some big stuff to happen. Everything can't happen big. I get it. But we do need some big stuff to still happen. And that's what I'm hoping that we can get done. Philip, just because I know you're very familiar with the budget, and I'm looking at what the federal government's doing, and is it a concern among you and representatives and the senators and the governor? Federal government keeps, you know, $36 trillion in debt they're moving toward. Is it a concern they start cutting money to the states? Because I think that's where the money's going to be cut. You know the budget probably as well as anybody. A 5%, a 10%, a 15%, 20% cut would be devastating to the state's budget. Or is that a concern when y'all making these budgets out?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's a great question. You know, I mean, you saw a reduction in our budget this year, and the majority, if not all of the reduction, was because of a reduction in federal dollars coming to Louisiana. You didn't see anything really change as far as, you know, the way things look, but we did have a reduction in federal dollars coming in. And I don't know if you watched the committee hearing Chairman McFarland put on for appropriations last week. He brought in the Department of Health, and one of the pushbacks was, you know, if we have a reduction of $100 million, and that's just us and the governor asking for efficiencies within their own department. Mm-hmm. They said that's going to relate to maybe a $300 million reduction because of the federal dollars that are lost. We're going to do everything we can to as we're getting into our budget, and I feel like we're really doing a lot of good work looking at that. I know we have another appropriation meeting tomorrow, but one of the first things that we ask is we would like y'all to look for efficiencies within y'all's departments. And some people use the word cuts, but, I mean, we're finding things that we can save just on, you know, copying contracts and things of that nature in the House of Representatives. So there's certainly every single, I think, department can find efficiencies.
Yeah, I was saying that yesterday. If you look at a budget, if you can do 1% across the board, which I know you can't officially do that, but the governor can ask people to cut the agencies and stuff that he oversees, which he oversees most of the government. So that's what I was thinking you could do, too. And I know they're coming up with some savings. I was going to ask you because, you know, when they start talking about not having enough money and, you know, we've 400 or 500 million or whatever the number comes to in the hole, I noticed that the departments like the higher ed and healthcare start hollering, oh, my God, they're getting ready to cut us. And my question on that is, if you look at the Department of Health and Hospitals, that's where a lot of our money goes. That's where a bunch of our money goes there. Why is there not a way to cut some of that and still make it efficient? I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, no, look, I've never worked in any of those state departments, but I would just tell you from, you know, my own personal experience in businesses, there's always ways to find efficiencies. I mean, you can do it in your business. I can do it in mine. We ask all of our constituents to do it in theirs whenever they have to pay higher insurance rates, right? I mean, just find a way to make it work, and that's not what we want to hear. But I think these agencies certainly can look within and find efficiencies, and that's what we're asking them to do. And on you know, LDH's budget, I think it's easier for you to look at our state general fund. Because people talk about $50 billion or $44 billion, and that's, you know, federal dollars and state general fund, everything combined. But our state general fund is only around $12 billion.
Correct.
And of that, we give about $4.5 billion to K-12 education. So that's a big chunk of the state general fund. And then LDH, I want to say, gets somewhere around $3 billion, and then higher ed gets about $1.2 billion. So, you know, the majority of our state general fund goes to those three pockets, and I think those populations are very important. I mean, we take education in Louisiana. You know, we know that's a major priority and how important it is to educate people. But that is where the majority of our state general funds go to.
How important was it to just because I'm curious? I know y'all talking about tax reform and a lot of stuff next year. How important was it to have kind of a small constitutional convention to do something about dedicated money. And without doing that, can you really do real tax reform, I guess, is the big question.
Yeah, we can do real tax reform without a convention. We just feel like if we would have went into a convention, we certainly could have looked at a lot more of the Constitution. And the idea was to take things that were in the Constitution and just put it in the statute, not so much getting rid of it altogether. But those things, it's kind of like insurance reform, if not bigger. It takes a lot of planning, a lot of discussions. And then, of course, there's a lot at stake. And it's something that I've always voted for, even when you were on the radio saying that you didn't support it, I was supporting it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's something that I'm passionate about. And the conversations, we're still having it.
Yeah.
Our focus has kind of shifted to just tax reform as far as that goes. And Chairwoman Emerson has been working daily with stakeholders. She's working with LED. She's working with the governor's office and the Senate. I'm trying to see what we can do when it comes to tax reform. But we can certainly do some really good tax reform without having to get so much in the Constitution. I do believe we're going to have some constitutional amendments that we're going to have to put in front of the people, but it wouldn't be an all-out Constitution.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to get you on next year as the process goes by. And I thank you for spending time with us, and I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, Moon, and I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. All right, Speaker of the House, Philip DeVille, great to have him on with us. All right, we'll be back. More to come on the Moon Graffon Show.
Want to remodel your...
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios.
A Trump not guilty plea. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News was entered by a lawyer for the former president in federal court this morning.
On those charges relating to accusations of trying to overturn the 2020 election.
Fox's David Spun outside that court in Washington, D.C., where this is the first hearing since special counsel Jack Smith revised the indictment after the Supreme Court's ruling giving former presidents immunity for official actions in office.
The same four core charges, but just different allegations and descriptions of some of those charges. Right now, a trial ending before the election on November 5th is next to impossible. However, it is possible that a trial begins before November 5th and finishes between the election and inauguration.
Russia's leader says he hopes Americans elect Vice President Harris, though he was smiling and also appeared to mock her laugh. The day after two Russians were indicted in the U.S. for spreading propaganda online here before the election. Next hour, there will be a Trump speech on the economy in New York the day after the former president warned at a Fox's Hannity town hall in Pennsylvania.
This country will end up in a depression if she becomes president.
The vice president said at a rally in New Hampshire.
My vision of an opportunity economy is one where everyone can compete and have a real chance to succeed.
Harris goes to Pittsburgh this hour doing prep for next week's debate. They'll start to pick a jury today in Los Angeles to put Hunter Biden on trial again. The president's son has just arrived at the courthouse. He's charged with tax evasion. Hunter Biden was convicted at his first trial on felony gun charges. Israel's prime minister is pushing back on President Biden, claiming he's not doing enough to get a ceasefire to free more hostages after Hamas murdered six. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Fox and Friends this morning.
Hamas is not there with a deal. There's not a deal in the making, unfortunately.
And it's
that
not
still
close.
Hasn't happened. They right. want to reconstitute their terror kingdom.
America's listening to Fox News.
I opened a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. There's no better vote for your financial safety than precious metals. So Noble Gold Investments is giving away up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account this month. Just use promo code Trump. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. For just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us as we rock and roll. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Let me see. And then tax incentive would be a historic mistake for states like North Carolina. All right. There's all kind of stuff coming in. And as I get information, I'd like to share with you. I got friends in high places and low places. It always helps to have people all over. All righty, Matthew James Business Tax Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. I was telling y'all that LSU, this Mr. Moscow, is going around doing speeches on a $160 million energy infrastructure bill. Let me tell you what the federal government's done. They've taken states like Louisiana, Texas too, and they're dumping billions, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars in all this green crazy stuff that I promise you I won't be wrong. This stuff is falling down all over the world. And, of course, our state, if you, the federal government just drags a dollar bill in front of somebody, I want it, they're going to take it and they're going to do it. So this VP of LSU Associate Vice President Research Involvement, Andrew Moss, is all excited telling everybody all this money and we're going to rejuvenize the energy. I thought we were energy. Well, we're not because the trial lawyers ran them out. So what the federal government's doing, and I'm watching this, and they did this in this Green New Deal. They came in and told the chemical plants, if you do this, we're telling you have to do this, we're going to give you some money. Chemical plants going, hey, we're taking the money. We're for carbon capture now. Okay? They come in here and they buy farms. They say, hey, if you let us lease your farm, 10 years, we pay you twice what you can make on some farmer out there. And they go, show me the money, baby. So now they get into our universities that were built because we had an oil and gas industry. Let's just be blunt. There was a time when oil and gas was our whole budget, a big part of our budget. Somebody said, well, hey, but 7%. Yeah, no, we ran it out of here. It's called lawsuits. Still suing the hell out of them. So now they're going to go to our very own universities. So, you know, we got too many of them, but that don't matter. We can't afford what we got. They go to our very own universities and use our very own young skulls of mush, like Rush Limbaugh used to say, and turn them against everything we've ever done here. And before somebody said, well, Moon, they're not, they are turning against everything we ever done here in the name of carbon capture, which is a waste, 1,000% of waste. 1,000% of waste. And calling it economic development. They're using our own universities to go out there and talk about all this new renewable energy, which is a failure, which is a lie. So they're using our the federal government's figured out how to do it. Give them some money. Tell them they got to do it. Then give them the money. And they'll all buy into it. And that's exactly what's happened to the state of Louisiana and other states. Texas has done it too. Remember, what was it, last year, a year before last, they had the big winter storm. They took them out because everybody was on a windmill or solar, but so much windmills and whatever else they were doing. Hey, this Moscow told WBRZ the reason the federal government's making a huge investment, I'm telling you, is to misuse us. Why do we got to become a great energy place? We always were. Carbon capture is a process of collection of carbon CO2s and putting it in a pipeline, using it for other industrial purposes, and then potentially storing it underground. That's important for every one of our industrial partners up and down the river. Oh, yeah. You want a little bit of money, baby, you better take it. Not only does Moss, whatever his name, believe Louisiana is perfect for research, but also believes it's needed to keep industrial business in the state. We're not supported by energy industry. Our energy industry is going to leave, and we're going to be left holding the bag with a lot of problems. Where was he when the energy industry left his state from the lawsuits of saving the planet? I mean, no clue, folks. I mean, I'm not that bright. I admit it. I admit I got a lot of faults. This is ridiculous for people to be jumping on stuff like this and acting like they're some kind of expert in this. If we're not supported by our energy industry is going to leave. Our energy industry left because of lawsuits. Our energy industry left because of trial lawyers. I'm talking about the political ones. That's why they left. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. How can a state like Louisiana, which was really a leader in this industry, oil, gas, natural, everything, how come the state that's bunted up to us, Texas, okay, they're still an all-industry giant, and we rooty-poos. We're not even part of what we used to be. And all our companies moved over there because they shut the trial lawyers down from driving them into the ground. This guy over here doesn't know what he's talking about. If you think we're going to be the leader of carbon capture and biodiversity or biofuel, whatever you call it, and windmills and all that stuff. Folks, I'm telling y'all, you think we're struggling now. You haven't seen struggle yet. And it's a shame it doesn't have to be that way, but this is what's happening in the United States of America. And, of course, just drive through Louisiana with a few bucks sliding behind your van. Man, you'll have a third of our state will follow you. Throw a few bucks back there. Go put $5 over there by money bags in New Iberia. Just throw a $5 bill in the wind and watch it, and watch how many people come out the bill and chasing it. And it's like that all over the state. I'm not wrong. And everybody that's listening to this, well, I don't agree with you. It's because you're making money. The federal government, look at this. The reason the federal government is making a huge investment is to own us. And they will, because you got the monsters running around. We got a $160 million grant. Let's jump up and down. Let's high five each other. We're rich. And, of course, Moss says the program still has to hire a few more roles before the program can fully take off. Matter of fact, I was reading an article, the one I shared with you earlier, about the economy. And one of the things that it said in the economy, let me see if I can find this, was that our jobs numbers were way down. Okay? Our job numbers were way down. And the job numbers were down, but that government jobs were growing nicely. Folks, if the private sector is not growing, nobody gets what I'm getting ready to say, probably. If the private sector was not growing in jobs, the public sector, the public jobs, the government jobs ought to not be growing at all. They ought to be going backwards, not adding to, because the private sector creates every job that's out there. Every single one of them. The public sector does not create jobs. U.S. private employees hired the fewest number of workers in 3.5 years. Sharp labor market decline, and they went back the last month and took them way down. Where's the numbers on this? I just read, let's see, January, the rising number. Economist poll by Reuters forecast private employment would advance by 145,000, and it didn't. Private payroll likely increased by 139,000. Now, here it is right here. We're decreasing in payroll. We're not picking up the pace. With solid gains in government employment expected. How can the government, local, state, or federal government, be hiring more government work? This is what they've done in Venezuela, Spain, Europe, Canada, everybody. Everybody gets on that government job, and then who's producing the money to pay for the government jobs? Because 100% of the money produced by the private sector is the only way government has one red cent. So your job should be appreciated by the people that's in the public sector. You get in the private sector. You get mad at me for saying that. But if I work for the government, I'd thank God for a plant in the oil and gas industry and all the private sector people that are out there, because I wouldn't have a job without them. There's no police department without the private sector. I couldn't have policemen. There's no firemen without the public sector. There's no military without the public sector. There's no roads being built without the public sector. Hell, in our state, we don't even build them with the private sector. There's no roads. About the private sector, there's no roads. There's no firemen. There's no policemen. There's no money for kids, for schools. Private sector. All created in the private sector. The government created the $36 trillion debt we got in the federal government. That wasn't the private sector creating that. The private sector is why we have any money to do any, to fight a war. You can't do it without the private sector and earth being free. But yet, our private sector jobs are falling down. But don't worry about it. We got solid gains in government employment. If you have a government job, that's fine. I'm not saying anything about government jobs. I'm saying the only thing I'm saying about government jobs is there is none. There's none, absolutely none, without the private sector. What do you think happened, folks? Somebody wants to start a community in the town when everything got started. You think the first thing they did was went build town hall, courtroom, a jail, school systems? It's not how it works in a big economy. I don't think anybody understands how the economy works. The private sector, people will start going to the community. Let's say a plant comes up in the middle of nowhere, a plant, they're going to hire 5,000 people. Well, guess what? People want to live, okay, where they work. So you start getting people to move out there. They start building homes. All of a sudden, your business says, hey, I'm going to put up a gas station. I'm going to put up a place people can eat lunch. I'm going to put up a restaurant. All of a sudden, you got people who say, oh, we need a school system. Oh, because of the private sector. We're making it, and it's coming out of Obama's mouth all the time. The government is here. You're in trouble. We'll be right back. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish. All fresh, every day, right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more.
Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home & Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home & Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana-born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home & Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
If you're selling the
bus. What would you say?
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Thanks for being part of the program. I really appreciate it. By the way, go back to this for just a second. Folks, we got a very complicated economy, okay? But it started by the founders. I mean, and things have changed and evolved. But what happened in the United States of America has been better than anything that's happened to the world. And we got to understand that our founders thought small government, limited government was the best. We've just run over the founders and run over the Constitution. I mean, we're supposed to be a country of laws. I mean, the left could care less if there was a law. They just want to write law. That's why they want a moving, breathing Constitution, so they can change the games whenever they want to change it. But we got to understand, when I'm seeing all these people and the media loves writing about all these grants we got coming in, $36 trillion in the hole, almost. I got Rusty on tomorrow talking about the jobs and the debt and all that stuff. But we got to understand, every time we take this money, it's making it worse on the average person. It's not making it better. We lost the energy industry here because of trial lawyers mostly. It don't matter. They can get mad at me for saying that. I'm just telling you the truth. We're trying to build something that's a lie. It's a total lie. And the only reason the lie has come to life as being truth is because of the federal dollar. We also have to understand, and I tell people, I've had people work for a state government apologize for having a state job. I don't apologize. You got a job you're working on. Good for you. Nothing wrong with that. But we got to understand where these hard-earned dollars come from. They come from the back of the middle working class, and rich people too, working people. If you're poor, rich, whatever. And you keep taking for granted that nothing's going to go wrong running up this debt, giving worthless grants to people. And yes, Louisiana too, based on a lie, is stupid. It's hard to make the kind of living you want to make. And now that Biden and Kamala Harris and Obama have been on the scene, look at the cost. The rising cost of food and vehicles and clothing and homes and insurance, okay? Health insurance has been popped hard because of Obamacare, but you can't tell the average person that. Because they're getting their insurance for $19 a month. Now, some of us pay $3,000 a month. This doesn't make any sense. We don't even care. That's what I was asking with Rusty Kushat and other people when I talked to bankers and financial people. And I talked to a lot of people because I want to know. Have we just disrespected money so bad that it's going, when it caves in on us, it's going to really cave in on us? And we have. We've made it where people are so dependent on the government now that it's almost no way to get out of it. Then you let 40 million illegals come in here that start getting in your school systems and working and things of this nature. Try to get them out and see what happens. They filthy. The poor people coming, the illegals coming over here are filthy rich compared to the crap they were living in these socialist Marxist countries. The problem is the people in the Democrat Party and some Republican never-Trumpers in the McCain and the Bush family and the Romney and Dick Cheney and the Cheney family, they think putting Kamala Harris in is a good thing because they hate Trump so bad. So the election's working for some Republicans. Hate Trump more than you love America. But we got to get this money stuff right. Money's hard to come by. Okay? So why do we just spend it and don't give a dang about where it comes from and how they producing it or nothing? And that's why every time I see a grant jumping up and down about a federal grant, I laugh. $36 trillion. We're going to be $50 trillion in debt in the 2030s. 50. What are we going to do? What are we going to do with that? Interest rates are going to skyrocket. What are we going to do with that? And nobody seems to care. That's why when Craig Romero or Moneybag said it, it's the way we always done it. That's stupidity thinking. That's ridiculous to think that way. But that's how we think now. I don't know, man. It's free money. Just take it. Man, it's just crazy. We just got to understand our economy. The private sector produces 100% of the wealth. The private sector produces 100% of the tax base. The private sector does. Problem is, folks, we've got so many companies in the private sector tied to state and federal or local governments. They think they're doing a whirlwind. They're successful in the community. And a lot of them are just sucked up to the political system. They play the game so they can be filthy rich. I hate to say that, but that's part of it. We'll take a break. Be right back.
My husband and I were invited to a 50th wedding anniversary. I noticed this little lady, and she was basically sitting alone. Her daughter turned to me just as I came over to introduce myself, and she said, "My mother has Alzheimer's." She had not said her daughter's name in 2 years. She didn't recognize her. I said, "Listen, we might be able to help her." And about 3 weeks later, they show up. We gave her 5 days of treatment. This lady, each day, got a little better and a little better. She started flirting with the guys. She was so cute. My friend said, "You're smiling a lot." And she said, "They make those here." The next day, says out loud, "Martha, would you get me a cup of coffee, please?" Her daughter, Martha, breaks down crying because her mother hadn't said her name in 2 years.
Learn more about treatment for Alzheimer's at SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com. Springfield Wellness Center.
From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see that stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. The corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
Did you know?
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hello, welcome back. It is great to be with you on this Friday Eve. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program. Lines working again, 844-766-6607. If you agree or disagree with the good-looking host, or you can email me, moon at moongriffon.com. By the way, and before I'll get to the shocking news in a minute, last thing on this. Just telling you, man, we got to realize how economies and private sector is everything. And the private sector money is everything. And when you're taking that federal money and they run out of money because they won't have any, and everybody's going, well, okay. I'm watching this happen all over the state, the United States and the country. I ain't got enough money. We got to cut back. There was another car place, automobile manufacturer that said, we ain't going to all electric. Man, it's just over and over and over and over again. Going back to Moss, this guy, Andrew Moss, with LSU, carbon capture utilization and storage has emerged in recent years as the one key component of the U.S. energy transition, and Louisiana's poised to lead the charge. You realize, except for billing stuff, what does carbon capture provide for his jobs? Nothing. It's not a job maker, folks. They bill it, they attach it, they get the heck out of the way. The carbon capture is the biggest joke of all this, and here we are. We're going to be the kings of it. We're going to be the kings of carbon capture. Moss serves LSU Associate President, Vice President for Research Overseeing Universities, Innovation, and Ecosystem Development. That means Green New Deal. So Louisiana is uniquely positioned to capitalize on the burgeoning CCUS industry thanks to large part to its existing infrastructure and favorable geology, folks. This ain't no jobs. Smoke my word. Produces nothing. It produces nothing. The partnership would primarily focus on Louisiana's energy transition and the decarbonization of its industrial corridor. By the way, that means everything that chemical plants and oil and gas touch is going to be so much more expensive. Okay? Okay. And that means your prices are going to continue to skyrocket. I'm telling you, they've been doing this carbon capture. They've been doing these windmills and solar farms and EVs. How much is prices going down for the average American person since they cranked up during the last 3.5 years under the Biden-Harris-Obama administration? Nothing. Everything's going up. You haven't seen anything yet. These people, pipe dreams, this is hurting us. This ain't helping us. And it's no jobs. They full of crap when they start telling you this is going to be a job. I'm telling y'all, sticking to my guns, it's going to be a while like I do with everything else I do. Sometime I got to get blamed and criticized and saying you're negative and all that craziness. And then I just wait and watch as everything just starts to fall apart. And the Donald Radio said that. Well, I wish people would listen before it does it. That's what I wish could happen. Carbon captures economic development. The dumbest thing I ever. That's the dumbest of all of it. By far the dumbest thing, carbon capture. Saving the planet. By the way, in case you're interested, old bellboy back in the news. The governor who ruined this state and drove it into the ground for the last 8 years. Bell Edwards has endorsed Cleo Fields for the 6th Congressional District. Oh, man. Bell stepping out. Bell Edwards, quote, no more than ever We need a strong voices in Congress who will fight for our values and our state, Bell said in his post on social media. Cleo has dedicated his life to public service, working tirelessly for education, health care, and economic opportunity. Let's just take the quote from Bell right there. So Cleo Field's been around forever. Bell Edwards, old King Bell, he had 8 years. Boy, did he put our state in a great direction, huh? Last and everything. So now Cleo Fields is a dedicated life, and let me go down from public service, working time, education. I got a story right here. You ready? Researchers gave Louisiana school report card an F. Well, man, thank God we had Cleo Fields. We might have got an X, Y, Z. Cleo's going to save the Bell Edwards. This is the guy, right, Mr. Woke? Cleo Fields is going to save the country, folks. He's going to do for the United States of America what he's done for us in education. Let me repeat it again. Research give Louisiana school report card of an F. Last time I looked, F wasn't that good. I don't know. Maybe it's changed. Then Bell said Cleo Fields is leader in health care. Wow. By the way, look at our rankings in healthcare. We're not 48th, 49th, or 50th. 50th with kids, 50th with women. Cleo Fields going to do for the country what he's done for the state of Louisiana. Cleo Fields going to take us to the promised land on healthcare. And then number three, Bell Edwards, King Bell, your boy. He says that Cleo worked tirelessly on economic opportunities. Oh, yeah. Let's go look at the inner cities and see how much this economic opportunities are taking place. As we find ourselves, the other day, it was a U.S. News and World Report, and Wallet Hub gave us 50th in economic development. So Bell Edwards, the governor for 8 years and a representative for 8 years, endorsing Cleo because look at how much tireless work he's done on education, healthcare, and economic opportunities, where we sit at the bottom on almost all of it. We have improved a little bit in education. It had nothing to do with Cleo and Bell. Had a lot to do with the, we're still getting bad marks. I'm just going to be blunt. We're still getting bad marks. But like this, listen, when I mention these ratings, fakes, or rankings, or whatever you want to call them, it's not my rankings. This is the stuff that goes out all over the country. Okay? Louisiana's online school report card received an F in a new nationwide study with researchers saying the state fails to the crucial data about COVID impact of student learning. Who shut us down during COVID? Anybody want to take a guess? Walker, you want to guess? Who shut the state down? My son. He was in school. Bellboy. He said Bell Edwards shut us down. I wonder how he knew that. The new report by the Center on Reinventing Public Education, a nonpartisan education research group, gave Louisiana the lowest. Listen, remember Bell Edwards talked about how great Cleo is. By the way, what did Bell do? Nothing. Louisiana gave Louisiana the lowest possible grade in the study rating states. School report cards website on how easy it is to find data on each school performance before and after the pandemic. Bell Edwards didn't want nobody to have that. This is all on Bell and Cleo. And there's old Bell bragging about Cleo. Now, before I get too far out on Bell, our governor's the one gave him a congressional district. I'm still livid about that. But really, you could say the last two governors endorsed Cleo. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number. Just saying. For a guy trying to be honest, not ugly. Just saying. All right. We got I'm going to get burned. Boy, I'm going to get burned on this one. Oh, well. I've been burned on a lot of them. Take a break. Be right back. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around. Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Syrah, Dry and Sweet Whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. Or oh, Bel Air was coming out there, buddy. He's just a real tiger boy. He put this state in such great shape. Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You know, we had a $2 billion deficit. He fixed all that. We had weak Republicans who gave him a bunch of money. Let's see. Somebody writes Moon. Somebody number $480 million for a new carbon capture plant in Shreveport. Yeah, I know. Removes 17,000 tons of carbon from air every year, which is stupid. We need carbon dioxide. Sound like a lot? 3.5 square mile forest removes the same amount of carbon every year. So this is what the guy. This is pretty good information here. $480 million for a new carbon capture plant. Removes 17,000 tons of carbon from the air every year. 3.5 miles square miles of forest removes the same amount of carbon every year. Trees are doing their job. Trees need it. Trees soak it up. By the way, hundreds of square miles of forests in North Louisiana. Oh, I know that. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is. By the way, and like somebody else, let me get another quote. Just because I'm not the only one with a little bit of sense on this. This is what the guy made a point about. Clay Fields getting endorsed by Bill Edwards. Edwards had a pastor locked up illegally, unconstitutionally during COVID. Y'all remember that about Bell? He locked up Tony Spell. All I heard from people that were watching it from a distance. If you didn't live in Baton Rouge, you probably didn't know what was going on. You just read it. But I was kind of getting to, I thought, wow, because what people were saying, well, that pastor's a nut. That's what I heard. That pastor is a nut wanting to meet. Okay. That's what they were saying. Pastor was a nut. And it, because people were saying stuff they didn't know nothing about. Well, I wasn't them run the Constitution like everybody else. And you always got to judge somebody that's going to give up the Constitution and what's right for what's wrong. When COVID came, they scared people. I never forget, and y'all don't either. But the big thing about COVID was they scared people to death. They scared them literally to death. Nobody knew what to do. There was so much information out there that was wrong telling people. 6 foot distance was, besides a mask, was dumb. The mask was just dumber. And I guarantee you a mask, old mask you buy at the grocery store, didn't save one person or didn't help one person. Not one person. But we did 6 foot distance. Who ever heard of silliness like that? We have now, haven't we? Bill Edwards is a big part of what hurt this economy. And by the way, these education numbers I gave you for this big F, this has been released of from COVID to post-COVID. And until January, Bill Edwards was the governor for COVID and post-COVID. Okay? It was all on Bill Edwards. This F in education is a Bill Edwards F. And the thing about, by the way, they're talking about student achievement decline, chronic absenteeism is up. I'm reading that in the news right now when they're not talking about the weather and climate. That's happening here a lot because of COVID, because what we did at COVID, what Bill Edwards did. And he's giving Cleo Fields credit for economic opportunities in the state of Louisiana. What happened? These kids that are leaving to go to college and leaving our state, who gets credit for that, by the way? Who gets credit for the number of young people? We had Bill Edwards 8 years in the House, 8 years as governor, and people ran out this state the 8 years he was governor. To determine each grade, state's grades, researchers, and several indicators of student performance, test scores in English, math, science, social studies, chronic absenteeism, high school graduation rate, and English language learners' academic performance. We got the Let me repeat again. Repeat it one more time. Louisiana, they gave Louisiana the lowest possible grade in the study rating system. That's Bill Edwards bragging about how Cleo has dedicated his life to education, economic opportunities. I'd like to go in the area Cleo lives and see what kind of education and opportunities they had. I'm just telling you. Oh, man. It's crazy. It is crazy. Just letting you know. All right. So, by the way, did y'all see the top official for Louisiana Environmental Agency resigns? This is the lady they brought in from outside. And what concerns me, and I don't know why she quit. I have no idea. But I know she was anti-Green New Deal. And I hope that's not hurting her. We need the governor to really, I know the governor, it's hard for the governor to do it, but the governor needs to be go back to calling it a scam and getting rid of all this. I mean, he really does. We need to get away from it. Just saying, he needs to get away from it. He needs to run from it. I pray to God if Trump could win, that he would get us off all this craziness. Okay, here's how I know that we're going to have a war in the budget next year. Because I'm already seeing the biggest players in the state budget are being cut, crying. Higher ed's crying. UNO's already cried, we $15 million in a hole. You're going to start seeing a bunch of other universities say they're in a hole. And the other one is the health. Louisiana's well, health officials are planning for possible budget cuts. I just want to let you, and this is how they started. Daycare is for the medically fragile children. Health care for disabled adults. Programs letting the elderly live at home rather than a nursing facility among the services that could be chopped. Under contingency planned by state officials, and looming budget cuts. What do? They throw about the most vulnerable. They already making their arguments. We need that 0.45 cents sales tax. We need more. And the thing about the health care, there's no other department, not even close to what the health care already gets. But what they do is they throw out the toughest programs to cut. They always have. They throw that out there because they got to find a way to scare you. But how do these other states do it so much better than we do? They always put out the ones that are absolutely the toughest to cut. And that's the ones they run to the newspapers and the media. And I just read what they did. They talked about the cuts, and then they started with daycare for medically fragile children. Health care for disabled adults. Programs letting the elderly live at home. You know what they don't talk about? Programs that go back home to local governments. Programs that go to businesses that get a lot of money because they don't ever mention those. They always mention the ones that we need money for. We wouldn't pay for all this other craziness that goes back to local governments. You'd have money for this. But what do? So what they're building up as, man, they're going to cut children. They're going to cut disability people. They're going to cut older people. That's what they're building up to. And then they start, then the universities are going to be out of, we can't take the cuts. We're going to lose it. That's what's coming. You know? Granny over the cliff. Granny in a wheelchair over the cliff. You know? That's what's coming. You may say, well, I'm a different governor. I get it. But I'm telling you what's coming from that. The long-time bureaucracy that's here in the state is going to be crying about, we ain't got no money. They don't care if you ain't got no money at home to pay your insurance and your taxes and for you to eat, as long as they got plenty. I mean, we got to stop this. The way you stop it is with a great economy, and Dell and Cleo never created. Edward supported Bell. What a joke. All right, we got to take a break. God bless you, people. Leave us. MoonGriffon.com. Listen live. Great national guest. You may not want to miss this.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.